Good morning, good morning, good morning. Ferubin Freedom Radio Network coming your way from our Liberty Studio, Liberty Road, Windsor Mill, Baltimore County, Maryland, USA. Yesterday was a great day for me, for this radio podcaster, broadcaster, in the sense that I did a musical production and some other productions. But one particular remarkable production was a critique of Arise Television in Nigeria that Ruben Abati, doctor, a politician too along the line, who ran as deputy governor of Ogun State with Burundi or something. Burundi, RIP right now. And they lost. He's the anchor person of Arise Television. I've been monitoring Arise Television lately. That's the mainstream, a kind of mainstream television outfit. Unlike when you tune in to, say, Abike Jagaban or Esa Board, Esita Abodere. I mean, that's another world out of this world blogger or blogosphere. It's a different one entirely. I mean, Esa Board, Esita Abodere. That's a wild one. So really, we are the media, the people, the media. And there is something we call collective consciousness in mass communications and sociology. So who you listen to, who are you watching, can be a precursor as to how you're going to perceive the world. That is making me to think, maybe there is nothing out in the world aside from your brain. The brain is like a computer. Everybody knows that. When you feed the computer with garbage, that's what you're going to get out. The brain is a terrible thing to waste. Don't waste it. Exercise it constantly. Your brain and your body both need to be tuned up, probably on an hourly basis, especially that of the brain. Wow. God is awesome. No king like the Almighty Creator. To him only I bow. All of us, human beings, kings, presidents, as Gbenga Adeboye said when he came to Baltimore here, when my good friend NBA Moses Bolaji Adio was launching his What's up, Nigeria? CD, Ewi, Benga, Adeboye, describes or describe we human beings, presidents, lawyers, billionaires, millionaires as amolong, lason, lason, lason. That if God wishes, he can break his clay's hand, or break his neck, or kill it. God is awesome. No king like the Almighty Creator. Okay, that one aside, yesterday was great in the sense that two bios. After I was joyfully playing my early morning work production of the fact that Arise Television was too biased against Asiwaju, Tinubu, and APC. To the point that the other day, Ayo Fayoṣe was on, and Ayo Fayoṣe really disarmed or took Rufai for a hostage, because it was too evident that Rufai was carrying his so-called objective journalism too far. Bolaji Aluko, professor of, was it not pharmacy or something? Howard University in the 90s. I think he was a professor of pharmacy. Baraku fact check. He used to argue with me in our NigerNet, which meant Nigerian Network, social media, just like our Friends Helping Friends Today. That was during the Abacha interregnum, and freedom warriors like Bola Ahmed Tinubu was one of the leaders of that movement. You cannot take that away from the president-elect. I honor him for his democratic credentials. So, according to Professor Bolaji Aluko, during that era, our debate will be hard argument between pro-Abacha warriors versus Nadeko warriors. One of the heroes of that struggle too was Professor George Ayeti, a Ghanaian, prolific. Wow, that was an awesome period in terms of warriors, freedom warriors, who are not fighting using bazookas nor AK-47 to send arsenals to our enemies of progress in Nigeria, the Abacha people, the butcher of Abuja, as someone called Abacha so at that time, who also, amongst all the people he destroyed, Kuburat, Abiola, he put MKO Abiola in prison or in jail, in prison. He locked him up. And the guy, I mean, that president-elect finally died there. He himself too, Abacha, was, he too died. The 90s, between 93 and 98, till we get to this new dispensation of democracy, which initially we used to describe it as fledgling democracy. So that's where we stand. We stand on the idea that we should know that democracy is a game of number. And when it comes to, let's say, presidential democracy, only one person is going to emerge as the president. So, and we think right now that no election is perfect anywhere in the world. I think that's a fact. So yesterday I was happy, and I did my objectivity in the media. Arise Television as a case point to conclude that there is nobody, no organization is free of bias. Even the West is interested in who is going to be, I mean, who our president is, or who is going to emerge as the winner of that February 25th presidential election in Nigeria. So there are camps globally or in Nigeria itself. Since they brought out Obi, since Obi, Peter Obi came from the PDP, and we had Kwan Kwaso, we had Atiku for sure, and we had Tinubu to represent APC. So it's like tribal cards. Okay, let me pan my camera back to the Nadeko struggle days, when Obioha and Huku and Adoga of Nadeko at Huku's office in Washington, D.C., alleged that the Yoruba were dominating Nadeko. And I say, okay, show me the proof. They show me a document of their members, a list of the Nadeko members, maybe the top notchers. Number one was Chief Anthony Enahoro. Number two was Dan Suleiman also. Number three was Ralph Wuche. And number four was Alani Akinade. So I debunked it. Where is Yoruba domination here? Bulone. Lies. So people will lie just to score cheap political point. Then they turn around, they said that was why they weren't giving me juicy reports, because I was like a Yoruba apologist, which is not true. I was just doing my job as a publisher of a leading international features magazine, the U.S. African Voice. I cannot afford to be produced or product Anyhow, but Bolaji Aluko, professor, never believed that any news organization can be free of bias. That was his own position. So, when you don't agree with them, then you are biased or prejudiced against their own position or their own point. So, it's life. So, that podcast that I did yesterday, I was proud of it. I liked it. Go and replay it. And importantly, I want you to subscribe or sponsor a monologue like this for $300. Anyhow, yesterday was awesome. I mean, I was proud of being a journalist, a podcaster. A young lady paid me with Cash App an amount. So, and while checking Cash App, I realized that two buyers, one in Nigeria, is one of the shakers and movers of these new dispensation that we are about to witness come May. So, anyway, there are two buyers. One from Lagos, maybe Abuja. One in Houston, Texas. They wired $100 each to me on April 4 of 2022. But Cash App said what did they use? That they sent it back because the subscribers did not complete the exercise or so. So I called my brother, buyer in UC, and he didn't pick up. I left a message for him. Buyer in UC is my cousin anyway. So this is, I mean, it's awesome, man. So, but the other buyer is my professional colleague in Nigeria. And undoubtedly, whatever that happens for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. So, I was narrating the story to an African-American brother, and as I was excited about the story, telling him how awesome God is and how he works miraculously, that was like a miracle to me. You know, two buyers, one in Nigeria, one in Houston, Texas, the other one is my cousin, first cousin, send money on April 4th, same day, individually, but I never received it. So I was excited about it. Anyhow, buyer in Nigeria, I hope if you listen to this, you can sponsor this program by rewiring $300 to 410-961-8728, because I earned it. It's earned. And congratulations to all of us. What is happening in Nigeria right now is a victory for those of us who fought for this freedom, for this democracy. So these stories shall continue to be told, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. If you choose to sponsor a program like this, again, $300 wired to 410-961-8728, because you never know. It's not every Nigerian that is poor. A lot of Nigerians are doing great things in Nigeria, in Africa, Europe, America. In journalism, we say it's not only what you know that is important, but who you know. Wow, it's true. If you hanging around the pigs, you will appear like the pigs. So try to fly with the eagles, and get involved in the politics of the world, especially politics of your place of birth. We are in a crossroad, and we must support the democracy that is going on in Nigeria now. No shugbon shugbon tabi tabi mmmmmm. So join us in rallying around Jagaban Tinubu as the leader of free Nigeria, independent Nigeria. Yeah, politics is life. Let's roll up our sleeves and do what is right. Support democratic movement going on in Nigeria. I rest my case. 22 minutes and 45 seconds. You too, you can pick up your Android and talk to it, or pick up your pen and write back. You don't know how to open links. You cannot say you like. You cannot comment. Don't talk of you. Sharing to all friends and family members. Thank you. 23 minutes and 10 seconds. Are your daily Ayiti boys, your anchor person? Kum presenter. And you can listen to our productions by setting your browsers to anchor.fm/ Ayodele - Ayetigbo. Yee, awi Edumare ngbo o Oluorun. Yee, mo wi Edumare ngbo o. Thank you. 23 minutes and 48 seconds. Stop.